You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 17th of December 2021. We're taking a closer look at the markets today and some investment themes as we head into the new year. Today, the S&P ASX 200, 7,304, a rise of 0.1%, although we were stronger at the open. So for more on the day's market action, I spoke earlier with Carl Capalinga from Think Markets.
Markets are a little bit flat today, Ricardo, but certainly the Aussie market up towards the open around mid-morning. We, you know, we hit that 73.50 level, bucking some pretty negative trends from the US last night. NASDAQ down about 2.5%. Much of that move was to do with some surprise moves, really, from some central banks. Bank of England increased their interest rate by about 0.15%. In Norway, interest rates up 25 basis points. Some of those moves a little bit against expectations and maybe just putting sowing some seeds of doubt for investors. We thought we'd just got past the Federal Reserve's commentary, giving us a pretty steady roadmap of interest rate rises through 2022. But a couple of those moves now, maybe investors have to think about higher rates even than that. So a bit of a pullback in the risk on assets, those higher growth high PE technology stocks. Those stocks that have earnings way, way, way out there tend to be have a higher negative impact when interest rates go up, and a big switch back into those sort of value and cyclical stocks, your banks, your resources. Those stocks that are earning earning money now have dividends. Investors kind of just taking a bit of risk off the table, moving back to the safety of those bigger, well-known blue chips.
You know, today, one sector which continued to sell off is the technology sector, especially the buy now, pay later stocks. Why is that?
Technology down in the US last night, but probably would have got a big whack anyway today, because our technology sector in particular has a high weighting of those BNPL players, as you suggest. Now, a big US regulator last night announced a probe, an inquiry into the BNPL sector. They're concerned about the amount of debt that potentially could cause consumers to take on. Also, some of those issues around consumer protection and data gathering as well. So we did see really sharp falls in the likes of, say, Afterpay, Zip, Sezzle, all down, you know, sort of 6-7% today. And as I said, because it's got such a big weighting in the tech sector, we're probably always going to have a bad day. And then compounding that is that risk-off move I talked about before. So you saw stocks not in the BNPL sector, stocks that do have earnings, that do have great growth stories. I'm thinking like Altium, Tyro Payments hit really hard, Xero hit really hard. And even your sort of stalwart techs like your car sales, your Seek, great cash flows, great earnings. You know, those tech stocks down anywhere between 3% and sometimes 6%. So it was a very, very bad day for tech shares. Again, bigger macro themes at play, I think.
Okay, so speaking of macro themes, if we're looking at higher inflation as we go into the new year, right, you were mentioning potentially a rethink in terms of the speed official interest rates may rise across the globe. How does that play into the way you invest in the new year?
Yeah, well, look, if we do get a bit of inflation continues, I was going to say an inflationary pulse, but you know, I think we're in that now. So the question is whether that pulse turns into something more sinister and more prolonged. I think you do want to be in you know, companies that are dealing with hard assets like your commodities. I think resources is still going to be a great place to be, because if there is inflation, then commodity prices tend to go up as well. But the resources sector, well-placed, you know, great cash flows, even great dividend yields now. You're even getting a great dividend yield, and that's going to give you some compensation against those higher rates. So we're looking at stocks like Oz Minerals. It looks very good. IGO, it's also it's a nickel explorer. It's got copper. It's got lithium, so exposure to that EV transition. But even I think your iron ore mine is starting to look good, with the iron ore price sort of nudging back up to those 120s. Great money they're making now. So Fortescue, BHP, even Rio, I think you can go and have a look at.
And given it's probably the last time I speak to you this year, when you look back at 2021, what do you think's the key market news or corporate story for you?
Well, I think in terms of thematics, probably just looking back at that iron ore price movement, and that was pretty spectacular. Obviously, being located over here in WA, it was definitely a big topic of conversation. And of course, it was our iron ore miners when the price was at $230 a ton, making these super cycle style profits. We saw Rio Tinto with the largest interim dividend in Australian corporate history. We saw Fortescue pay a final dividend that gave it a dividend yield of 10%. Just on that alone. And then, of course, the subsequent iron ore crash going from above 230 a tonne down to 80, 485. As I said, it's stabilised now. It's starting to look quite encouraging around about that 120. At that price, our big iron ore miners have margins of around about $100 US a tonne. We've also got a weak Australian dollar in there to help them out. So I think they are starting to look good again from that value and yield perspective, and, of course, backed up by some fantastic cash flows as well.
Carl Kapalinga there from Think Markets. And a reminder that we've got another week of the SBS On The Money vodcast and podcast until we take a bit of a break over the month until the end of January. So stick around, though. We've got another week left of the podcast.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.